الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ألا أخبركم بخياركم؟ قالوا: بلى يا رسول الله. قال: الذين إذا رؤوا ذكر الله، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. برشك الله. Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home. In the last session of Darsi Hadith, we touched on the subject of Iraq, the history of Iraq. No doubt, like how the beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwara and Makkatul Mukarrama is sacred to the Muslims, also Iraq is very sacred to all the Muslims in the world. And Mr. Blair was made well aware about this when it was his question time. One of the MP lady, she did question Mr. Blair about that, and he said that we will take extreme care to make sure none of the sacred sites are a target in Iraq. But unfortunately, according to the front page of the Daily Mirror, where Peter Arnett was fired because of speaking the truth, the journalist, and he is the one who said that in 12 days 8,700 bombs came down at the city of Baghdad in 12 days. Isn't that so, Shabir? And these are all facts and figures in the newspaper for everyone to read. And yesterday someone was telling me, he read in the paper, Nawai Waqt, that where the great Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Rahmatullah Alayh, the father of all the Buzrugani Deen. He is a man who does not need any form of introduction. Everyone knows Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Rahmatullah Alayh. Arabs and non-Arabs, Arabi and Ajami, all of them are well aware of his status. And in the Nawai Waqt, Wallahu A'lam, I'm just quoting to you what he has said to me. And he said to me, he has read that from that newspaper, that because of the bombing, there are some areas in the surroundings where Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah Alayh is resting, they have been affected also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all the tawfiq towards the straight path. But Iraq again is very, very sacred to all the Muslims in the world. The name Iraq, some of the ulama have said that the name Iraq given to that region is for two reasons. One, in the Arabic language, Araka also means the lowest part. For an example, when you look at the Arabian Peninsula, the Hijaz is on the top side, and the last portion that connects to the Arabian Peninsula is Iraq. So it is right at the bottom. And that is the reason why that part of the region is known as Iraq. Some of the ulama have said no. وَأَهْلُ الْهِجَازِ يُسَمُّونَ مَا كَانَ قَرِيبًا مِنَ الْبَحْرِ عِرَاقًا. Some of them have said that because there is a lot of water in Iraq, and in any area where there is a lot of water, that area is named as Iraq. We have the two famous rivers flowing in Iraq, the river Tigris and Euphrates. Alhamdulillah. And that is why that name is given. So no doubt, Alhamdulillah, Iraq is very, very important. And it is very important for the Muslimin, especially for the youth, that we are well aware of the history of Sham and also this part of Iraq. Iraq is mentioned in the hadith, mentioned in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And perhaps the most fascinating quality of that region is that all the famous Buzrugan Edeen, Awliyaullah, are resting in Iraq. All famous Buzrugan Edeen. In fact, before we touch that subject, Iraq is home to the father of all the prophets. See? Iraq is home to the father of all the prophets. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is known as Abul Anbiya. The Jews and the Arabs form their lineage from Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, according to Muslim historians, was born in Iraq. And also Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu wasalam was with him. So it is an area by which a lot of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam identify themselves with. And majority of Awliyaullah are all resting there. As mentioned, Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayh, he is there, he is resting there, he does not need any form of introduction. Who are the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We Sunni Muslims also believe in Awliyaullah. Though people have said that, oh, you people are Wahhabis, you don't believe in Waliullah. That is all kizb, that is all tahmat to us. Astaghfirullah. Every Muslim believes in the wali of Allah. Huzur alayhi salatu wassalam said, Ala ukhbirukum bi khiyarikum. Shall I not inform you of those who are the best amongst you? Qalu bala ya Rasulullah. And the companion says, why not, O Prophet of Allah? And Huzur alayhi salatu wassalam gave one description by which one can identify who is the wali of Allah. Alladheena idha ru'u dhukira Allah. That when you see them, you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this was the quality of Sahaba-i Kiram Ajmain. That every time you saw the face of Sahaba-i Kiram Ajmain, all the non-Muslims were affected. And this was the barakat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the more closer you get to the sunnat of Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam, the more powerful you become. That is why a man came in the company of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an. Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an just looked at him in the eyes and said to him that, I see traces of zina in your eyes. I see traces of zina in your eyes. Subhanallah. Who came to him? How did this information come to him? Their eyes were different to our eyes. Their eyes were very, very pure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us those eyes, give us that face, give us that entire body, that we become the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi is resting there. There is also one very old cemetery in that part of the region which is known as Babuddir. Babuddir. And on one side of Babuddir, the cemetery which is still there, insha'Allah ta'ala, we hope. The airport has been gone and whatever, subhanAllah. You know, and you really feel, you can't even imagine what the Baghdadi people must be going through. Someone was telling me that the effects of the bomb were even felt in Dubai, was it? As we were talking in Dubai. So what about the Muslims that are there? Allahu Akbar. Dekhen. In that one cemetery, three great Buzrugs are resting very, very close to each other. Three Buzrugs. One is Hazrat Ma'ruf Karsi Rahmatullah Alayh, who by birth was a Christian. Parents were all Christian. In fact, he was a slave. He was a slave and he was a Christian. The family was strong, strong Christians. And the mother was very strong in her belief. The brother's name was Isa. And his name was Ma'ruf. Ma'ruf-e-Karhi. Ma'ruf, our Muazzin, who is taking the place of Musa by. His name is also Ma'ruf. So Ma'ruf and Isa, both were brothers, Christians. And the mother educated them in a church by this high priest. Maruf Karsi rahmatullah alayhi, he had something inside him. He believed in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the very young age, the priest was explaining to him about Trinity. And one day, Hazrat Maruf Karsi rahmatullah alayhi got frustrated. And he said that, "I don't believe in the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. I don't believe in that." The priest got very angry. Not only slapped Hazrat Maruf Karsi, but also injured him. Hazrat Maruf Karsi rahmatullah alayhi ran away. Ran away from that school, ran away from everyone. And obviously, the mother was concerned about this. Hazrat Maruf Karsi rahmatullah alayhi, who is resting there. Why I am saying that? That Hazrat Maruf Karsi rahmatullah alayhi was a buzrug who people say he was mustajabud da'wat. Any dua which he made, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted that. He was famously known for that. Hazrat Maruf Karsi rahmatullah alayhi, a great buzrug who is resting in that part of the region today in Baghdad. The mother was crying and making dua that if my son was to return back, I will not put pressure on him. He can follow whatever religion he wants to follow. And later on, after a few years, when Hazrat Maruf Karsi rahmatullah alayhi came back to the mother, the mother said to him that, "What religion do you follow?" And he said, "I don't follow Christianity. I follow Islam. I'm a Muslim. I believe in Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be the last messenger." And Hazrat Maruf Karsi explained to the mother some of the fundamental points of Islam. Straight away the mother took shahadat on the hands of Hazrat Maruf Karsi. Hazrat Maruf Karsi, he is a Muslim, a Wali of Allah. Mother becomes a Muslim, and he also called his brother Isa and explained to him, Hazrat Isa, not alayhi salam. Hazrat Isa, he is also a pious person. He also became a Muslim. And in fact, the entire family of Hazrat Maruf Karsi, who were Christians before, all of them became Muslims. Hazrat Abu Hamid Al-Hamili, rahmatullah alayhi, says that for 60 years I have experienced standing on the mazar of Hazrat Maruf Karsi, that anyone who has come there and has made dua, for 60 years I have come here every year, I have noticed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have accepted the dua of all the people who have come there. For 60 years. Aise ye buzrug the, and he is resting in that part of the region in Iraq. He said that once a group of young Muslims were listening to music in front of Sheikh Maruf Karsi rahmatullah alayhi, and his murideen were there, and a group of youth were there, loud music, everything was there, and they got very, very angry. The murideen said to Hazrat, "Hazrat, why don't you make a dua against them?" As in, baddu'a kar liya. And they knew that if Hazrat was to make baddu'a, the dua would be accepted. Quite shocking, 2 days ago, in the radio, I heard that Madonna was about to release her new album, in which she is throwing this grenade at Bush. She is throwing a grenade at Bush. And they are not going to release this album of hers until she does Toba time of what she is doing in that. In that film or whatever recording it is. And they said, "No way are we going to release this until these pictures are taken out." This is the democracy that we live in. That when you're throwing a grenade at Bush, and who is throwing a grenade? Not Prince Nasim, because he's a Muslim. Not Muhammad Ali, because he's a Muslim. Not Mike Tyson, because he's a Muslim. But Madonna. Madonna is throwing a grenade at Bush, and they said, "No, we won't release your album until you take these clips and scenes out from that, from your new album. And that is what she did. That is what she did. It has costed her thousands of pounds or dollars, whatever, but she had to do that. Subhanallah. Allah, give us the tawfiq to understand. Allah, give the Muslims the tawfiq that they open their eyes and they fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an has said, that in Iraq, in any area, if a dog was to die out of hunger, I fear that maybe Allah will not grant me Jannat. Aur yahan to bichare Musliman ke bachche waise bhi shaheed ho rahe hain. And for us, we are just mouth, my respected brothers. We are really weak. As one of the friends was telling me, that we can't even support them and help them financially. Because the love of this dunya is so much inside us. The love of wealth is so much inside us. Hazrat, what was I saying to this? The Maruf-e-Tarqi, a group of youngsters were there. And Hazrat, instead of making bad-du'a, made a du'a for them. And he lifted his hand. He says, Ya Allah, like how these people are rejoicing in this world, let them rejoice in your Jannat also. This is a du'a, this is a buzruq. The Murideen said, Hazrat, we asked you to make bad-du'a, not du'a. So are they going to also sing songs in Jannat? Hazrat Maruf-e-Karkhi rahmatullah alayhi said to them, no. I am making a du'a for them that Allah give them Jannat. They will only enter Jannat if they follow the lifestyle of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is against the Sharia to listen to music. And inshaAllah ta'ala, by this du'a I hope that the islah will be done. SubhanAllah. He said that one day Hazrat Maruf-e-Karkhi rahmatullah alayhi, he went to the barber, see, not to shave his beard. He had a long beard, mashallah. Al ulama has said that after one fist, you can trim your beard and make it straight. So, us zamane mein log khat ko seedha karte the, aise dadi khat ko seedha karte the. Hazrat Maruf-e-Karkhi rahmatullah alayhi, one of his muridin close by, was the one who looked after his beard and was about to trim. But when he was having a problem trimming the beard of Hazrat Maruf-e-Karkhi rahmatullah alayhi, Hazrat Maruf-e-Karkhi was from the Zakirin, always doing the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whilst in that condition, you're saying, Allah, 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 Allah. And you're saying, Allah, Allah. The beard was moving all the time. So the barber said to him, Hazrat, how am I going to cut your beard straight if you continue making the zikr of Allah like that? And it was the habit of Hazrat that his zikr was zikr-e-jahri, not zikr-e-sirri. You have two types of zikr. One is the zikr of the heart, Buzrugan-e-Din do, in which like how your heart beats, that is known as zikr-e-khafi also. Automatically your heart beats to the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you can actually hear the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there have been cases when someone hugs an individual, he has that ability to hear the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hamare ustaz the Qari Farooq Sahib, who is in Bolton, and he once told me that when Hazrat Sheikh Maulana Peer Ghulam Habib Naqshbandi rahmatullah alayhi, when he came to England, and all of the people went to meet him at the airport, it was very rare for Maulana Peer Ghulam Habib Naqshbandi rahmatullah alayhi to make mu'anaka. Usually he was an old man and he would just give his hand and just make salam. But he was famously known for that. That anyone who came close to his heart, they could actually hear the name of Allah. And that is why sometimes if he saw an individual, he would embrace him and hold him there for a few seconds for him to experience that and to taste that. And Qari Sahib says that he was one of, I won't say victims, mashallah. He's not a victim, mashallah. He's the lucky one. And he came close to Maulana Ghulam Habib Sahib rahmatullah alayh. And he said that I started to scream because I could hear from his heart touching my heart, and that combination of both hearts doing the zikr of Allah, it was unbearable for me. I could actually hear from his heart, Allah, Allah, Allah. Subhanallah. These are Buzurgani Deen, my respectable. Like how I am talking to you, but the eye is functioning, the ears are functioning, everything is functioning, nothing stops. These people are so much used to the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the heart is in the remembrance of Allah 24 hours. 24 hours. And this is why Dawood alayhi salatu was salam, the great Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he once made a dua. He says, Oh Allah, if I was to go in the company of those people who are not engaged in your zikr, who are ghafil, then Ya Allah, paralyze my legs, disable me from my legs. I should only go to those people who make the zikr of Allah. And the Quran testifies to that. His zikr, Dawood alayhi salam's zikr, was so famous. It is said that when he would make the zikr of Allah, the birds would stop flying. The birds would stop flying and they would join in, and even the mountains would do the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do the tasbih. On one occasion, Sahaba-i kiram ajma'een were with Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam took some pebbles, some stones from the ground, and he called all the companions and says, come here. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah says in the Quran, سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Everything does the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam put the stones in front of them. Sahaba-i kiram ajma'een says that, فَسَبَّحْنَا حَتَّى سَمِعْنَا التَّسْبِيحِ. We heard from the stones and the pebbles that were there, every single one of them was doing the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah, subhanallah, and we could hear that. These were great Buzrugani Deen. So Hazrat was there at the Babel, and the Babel is saying, Hazrat, if for a few seconds, if you could stop making the zikr of Allah, and he had an option, from zikr jahri, from the zikr of the tongue, he could have gone to the zikr of the heart, then it is easy for me to trim your beard. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali said to him, Bhai, tum apna kaam karo, mujhe apna kaam karne do. You do your job, and let me do my job. This great Buzrug, Hazrat Maruf Karhi Rahmatullah Ali, is resting in that Qabristan. Also Hazrat Sirri Sakki Rahmatullah Ali, who is the Khalifa of Hazrat Maruf Karhi Rahmatullah Ali, he is resting there, and close by to him, the very, very famous Buzrug, whose name is also connected with that city, which is being pounded today, Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi. We hear the word Baghdadi, Baghdadi. What is Baghdadi? Baghdadi is Baghdad. He was famously known to be the great Wali. Like how fame is given to Hazrat Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi, even Shaykh Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi holds that category. And he is also resting in Iraq, in Baghdad, in Babu Dir, in that cemetery. Subhanallah. So one can imagine, my respected brothers, all these bombs that are coming down. Subhanallah. What must be the condition of all these awliyaullah? They have this sense, they see everything. They quwwat of alam-e barzakh, the life in the grave, is very, very strong. But the wisdom is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is hakeem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Shaykh Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi is that buzrug who died, whose ruh was taken out from his body whilst he was in sajda. And some of the ulama have related incredible stories to his death. They say that an individual gave Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali a gift, a bird in a cage. And Hazrat took that and kept it in the room where he was resting, where he would read the kitabs and make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a bird in the cage. Now, is that jaiz or not jaiz? You can go to Mufti Muhammad, who is a Mufti, who has his Darul Ifta on Ashwabri Street and ask him that, is it jais for anyone to have a bird in the cage? Or if we have some muftis here, then they can enlighten us. Someone had an idea that, mashallah, in Masjid Omar on the side of the stairs, we have that area where we have plants and flowers. We should have two massive fish tanks. And they say that people who suffer from depression, they could just stand there on the staircase and just look at the beautiful creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a few goldfish here and there, looking at it. If they're going to stand there and admire that. Anyway, that, subhanAllah, that is not part of our program. Right now we just want money, inshallah, for the three houses. Inshallah, if we can get that, inshallah, it will be easy. Someone gave a gift, and after a few days, he was a wali. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave power of speech to that bird to communicate with Junayd al-Baghdadi in Fasih Arabic. And the bird said to Sheikh Junayd al-Baghdadi rahmatullah alayh, that, Hazrat, do you know why you have the power to keep me in this cage trapped? Hazrat Junayd al-Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi was shocked. He says, why? He says, I am a prisoner in this cage because of one thing only. The tasbih that is given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I missed out from that tasbih for one day only. And because of missing out from that tasbih for one day, human beings had the power to capture me and to cage me, and I am here in front of you. Because of one day missing out from the tasbihat that Allah has given me. So imagine for those people who are ghafil from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what will happen to them on the day of Qiyam. After hearing that, Hazrat Junayd al-Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi opened the door of the cage and said that you are free to go. And the bird said to Hazrat Junayd al-Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi that, I don't want to leave your company. If you give me ijazat, I want to stay in your company so I can benefit from you. The bird had the time, my respected brothers. It is said that that bird would come every day and join Hazrat on his dastarkhan to eat. Every day, Mahmud. Hazrat would eat, and special food was prepared for that bird. Everyone knew that. And the bird would sit there and eat with Hazrat Junayd al-Baghdadi rahmatullah alayh. It's nearly 10:30. I won't take much of your time, inshallah. Next week, all the programs will be after Maghrib, inshallah ta'ala. Darse Quran and also Darse Hadith. After a few days, it is said that when that bird came, she did not see Hazrat Junayd al-Baghdadi rahmatullah alayh. She saw many, many people were in the house. And as she came outside a tree, just outside near the window, she saw that people were taking the janaza of Hazrat Junayd al-Baghdadi rahmatullah alayh. When she saw the body of Junayd al-Baghdadi rahmatullah alayh, that pain, that trauma of Hazrat Junayd al-Baghdadi rahmatullah alayh in that condition affected her so much that she fell from the top branch of that tree on the chest of Hazrat Junayd al-Baghdadi rahmatullah alayh, and she died. And this is recorded in the sawanih of Hazrat Junayd al-Baghdadi rahmatullah alayh, that when his janaza, when people were lifting his janaza, there was also a bird on his chest. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. All these great, great buzrugane deen. If we just touch the life of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, bila mubalaga, no exaggeration, it would take us 1 year to cover his biography. This is what a great buzrug Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi was. And we haven't even talked about Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi. Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani is there. Shaykh Maruf Karkhi rahmatullah alayhi is there. Hazrat Hassan al-Bisri rahmatullah alayhi from Basra. Hassan al-Bisri, he is from Basra, he is there. Hazrat Junayd al-Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi. And from Mawsal, great, great Hanafi scholars, the Muallif The person who has written a great kitab of Al-Ikhtiyar, the Fiqh of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, he is from Mosul. All these Buzrugani deen are resting in Iraq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to make amal on what has been said. The least we can do, my respected brothers, is to make dua sincerely for our Muslim brothers in Iraq. Insha'Allah ta'ala, if we all make dua, possibly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept something khair, good for the believers. It is as much for the Muslims. We have to be strong. We cannot be mayus. Our duty is to be close, to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and support our Muslim brothers in every way. And to be active, to come in the media, to talk, to write letters and to oppose what is happening. What is happening is wrong. Inshallah, that freedom is given to us. It is only up to us to take that action. Jazakallah khair. Wa akhiru da'wana. And alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Next week, inshallah, all our programs, including Ma Dawood's program, all the sessions will be after Maghrib, inshallah. Worship Allah. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم لعن الكفرة الذين يصدون عن سبيلك ويكذبون رسلك ويقاتلون أولياءك اللهم شتت شملهم اللهم مزج جمعهم اللهم دمر ديارهم اللهم كسر عمارهم اللهم كرب آجالهم اللهم أهلكهم كما أهلكت قوم عاد وثمود اللهم خذهم أخذ عزيز مقتدر اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم اللهم خالف بين كلمتهم وزلزل أقدامهم وأنزل بهم بأسك الذي لا ترده عن القوم المجرمين سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين